Okay, today we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Kiddushin, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Ha'omer li'isha, if someone says to a woman, "Arei mekadesh li'am nasha adaber alayich l'shilton," you should be mekadesh to me on the Tanai, that I speak to the governor on your behalf, meaning I'll have the governor do something nice for you. Ve'esayim imach kepoel, or he says that you should be mekadesh to me on the condition that I will be your worker who works for you for a whole day. Dibra la l'shilton v'asayim imach kepoel, if he follows through on that promise, Mukadeshas, then the Kiddushin is going to be binding. Vimla, Vena Mukadeshas. And otherwise, it's not Mukadeshas. Meaning, when he follows through on that, she can't claim that, the governor didn't do the favor, or the, I don't like your work, if he followed through on what he said he was going to do. So then she's Mukadeshas. Almanasha, Yirtza Abba, if he says to her that you should be Mukadeshas to me, Almanas, that my father is approving of this Shidduch, Ratza Ha'av, then if the father approves of the Shidduch, Mukadeshas, Vim. But if the father does not approve of the shidduch, ain't a mukadeshes. Mesa av, if the father dies and he never said that he disapproves, hareizu mukadeshes. Mesa ben, if the son dies, meaning the chassan dies, malamdinas av lomar shena rotsa, then we tell the father to say that he doesn't approve, so that the kedushin lemafreya will have never happened, so that there won't be any need for yibum rachalitza, because this woman will just have never been married. Mishnah zayin, kidash yisbiti. If a guy says, I accepted kesef kedushin for my daughter, problem is, I do not know who I accepted the Kesef Kedushin from. So any guy might be your husband. And a guy comes along and says, I'm the one that gave you Kesef Kedushin for your daughter. So Neman, we believe that guy. We don't assume that someone would lie about something like that. But if two people step forward and each one claims to be the one that gave her that gave the Kesef Kedushin to the father, then they both have to give a get. She can't marry either one of these guys. One of them is for sure a liar. And it could be that they're both lying. More likely she's married to one of these people. So if they both give her a get, she can then get married to somebody else. Meaning, even though it's possible that they're both lying, and therefore she's really married to a third guy who we haven't met yet. But nevertheless, we assume if two people are stepping forward, one of them might actually be the real husband. So they both give a get for Imratsu, and if they want, since we believe that one of these guys is probably the real husband, Echanosin get vechad kones. One of them could give the get, and the other one could just be married to her, get married to her and keep her as a wife. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if a guy makes his kiddushin conditional on speaking to a government official or working for her, as long as he follows through on that, she's Mukadeshes. If he says Almanas, that his father approves of the Kiddushin, so if his father approves, it's a Kiddushin. If he disapproves, it's not a Kiddushin. If the father dies before he had a chance to disapprove, it's a valid Kiddushin. If the son dies before the father ever said anything, we tell the father to disapprove so that the Kiddushin will not be valid. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if a guy claims that he accepted Kiddushin for his daughter, but he doesn't know from whom, and someone steps forward and says it was him, we believe him. But if two people step forward, they both have to give a get, and then she'll be allowed to remarry. And if one of them wants to give a get and the other one wants to stay married to her, that's perfectly acceptable as well. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Ches.